Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Treasurer is here, ladies and gentlemen. As I've been telling you for almost over 9 years, I've been telling you, Bill Treasurer is here. And we've known Bill a long time now, and he's helped us understand the concept of courage. He's helped us understand the component of courage, the part of leadership that is courage. He's an expert in this area. His company is based on that, which, by the way, is just now 10 years old. He's the author of Courage Goes to Work. He's our good friend, Bill Treasurer. Welcome back and happy anniversary.
Jim, I'll tell you, you know, like you said, I've been in business now 10 years, and one of the great pleasures of being in business is being part of your brain trust, and I really enjoy speaking with you. It's good to talk to you again.
I appreciate that. Well, you've been with us almost as long as you've had your business, and so we got you early on, and we're glad we're able to help raise you, Bill. Hey, Bill, one of the things that I know you work on a lot is helping leaders who want their teams to be better leaders, their team members to become leaders, to grow as leaders, to demonstrate their courage. But sometimes when they do that, it changes the dynamic of your leadership. And so I know one thing you work on is helping the alpha members of teams deal with what happens when their team members actually grow and become more courageous. How does that look?
Well, it brings up a really good point. A lot of times I'll be dealing with, for instance, C-level executives who are, by their nature, alpha people.
Mm-hmm.
So they tend to be dominant. They tend to be assertive. They tend to be bold. They want to try new things. They push for results. And they get really frustrated when their own people don't do those same things. So they want to create a legacy of themselves. So I'll give you an example. I had a CEO bring me in, and he was considering two successors. And one of the successor candidates that he was considering, because this guy was going to retire in about 3 years,
mm-hmm.
Was somebody who was extremely capable, really, really smart, knew the business inside out. But he, in the CEO's opinion, this candidate wasn't aggressive enough, and he wanted him to be more assertive and more aggressive. So that's what he hired me to do, to come in and coach this executive outside of his comfort zone and to help him become more assertive.
And you created a monster, didn't you?
Well, you know, I'll tell you the punchline to this in a minute, but you're right, I did. I helped this guy become more assertive and more creative and more bold. So much so that about 3 months into the coaching, he sends the CEO an email and says, "My people are really starting to become upset in the way that you treat them. You keep talking about all the threats to the business. You keep them under a great deal of suspicion and fear, and it's demoralizing to them. You'd be better served as CEO providing people hope and leadership instead of fear and anxiety."
Wow.
And wow. So now I get a phone call, a flaming phone call from the CEO. "Hey, Treasurer, I need you to give me a call right away." So I call him. He tells me, he says, "Larry sent me this flaming..." Let me read this email to you. So he reads me the email, and he's all upset. And here's sort of the punchline. I said, "Craig, you might recall 3 months ago when you told me you needed more assertiveness and boldness from Larry, I specifically said to you, if you do this, just recognize that some of that courage may be aimed at you, not just at the workforce."
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, at that time, he was like, "Well, that's okay with me." And sure enough, though, when Larry demonstrates that courage, he gets all upset.
Mm-hmm.
So we say we want something, and you can't always direct courage only in one direction. You know, when you help a person become courageous, they're going to do so. Larry, this successor candidate, did exactly mm-hmm. what the CEO was wanting. The CEO just didn't want it positioned towards him.
Well, the other thing that happens is, even if it's not positioned toward you, is all managers, all leaders want their employees, want their team leaders, some other leaders on the teams, want them to take responsibility, want them to take, take care of challenges, take care of problems, You know, a lot of times if you aren't delegating enough, you know, you sort of lament, why doesn't somebody take care of this? Why do I have to do everything? And then when your right. people actually do take care of things the way you would have done it, and they make mistakes, you have a hard time dealing with it, even though you might have made the same mistake.
Indeed. So
my point is this happens in is this manifests in ways of being courageous, but also just taking initiative, and it's all about the alpha member's perspective on having strong minded team members, team leaders, isn't it?
It's true. You know, you can help a person become courageous. For instance, this CEO, his name was Craig. But courage is not always in the output. It's not always in the aggressive and assertive behavior. It's not always saying yes. Sometimes courage is the courage to hear somebody say something that's difficult that you don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get really defensive about feedback. And it's almost as if the more controlling and powerful you are, the more defensive you get when mm-hmm. you get that. Because you have such a long history and a track record of sound judgment and being right that when somebody gives you counterfeedback, if you want to defend your own identity. And that actually takes a certain kind of courage. I actually call it take-in courage. It's the courage of reception. It's being able to hear what somebody has to say to you without defensiveness so that you can actually entertain, geez, maybe this person actually has a point that I can learn from.
Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? And so what do you give us your last thoughts on in the next minute on how we can be better as the alpha member of our team, how we can deal with this kind of courage manifesting in our members.
The important thing is to keep in front of you and the person you're wanting to be really courageous the superriding goals of the organization. So if there are BHAGs, you know, big, mm-hmm. hairy, audacious goals that your organization mm-hmm. is pursuing, if there are strategic initiatives that are being pursued, and if this person is applying their courage towards those ends, then that person should be given a big high five, not some sort of a reprimand. So as long as the courage is directed in the right direction,
what if the courage becomes maybe irreverent, maybe disrespectful, whatever? Is it okay to sort of talk about that?
Oh, yeah, you have to. So yeah. Courage can be gratuitous and ego-driven, too. Yeah. So that's why we've got to keep it directed.
And this is what mentors do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Feedback.
Give us your website quickly, Bill.
www.couragebuilding.com.
All right. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back. We're going to talk more about courage with Bill Treasurer. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.